Ready for this?
Get up!
This?
Get up!
And this?
Get out of here! Go!
Time for tonight's highlights. Here's Dominic Catronio.
This game started how it finished with Mark Canha. In the bottom of the first inning, he was going up against Trevor Williams. Brewers got a lot of traffic. In fact, each of the first three batters reached against Williams. Canha cashed in the first run.
Deals again. Space hit to center. Two runs are going to score or not. Nope, the throw is going to be cut off. And at third, they will hold Contreras.
Don't worry, they weren't done in the inning. Willy Adames would add a sacrifice fly to make it 2-0. Then the next hitter was Rowdy Tellez.
Swing and a little looper in the center of base hit. Another run is going to score. Santana is in on a base hit by Rowdy Tellez.
They made Trevor Williams throw 47 pitches in the first inning to get three runs on the board. Corbin Burnes on the other side for the Crew struck out the first four batters he faced. He would allow a solo homer to Garcia, but then the Brewers responded right back in the bottom of the fourth inning.
2-1 is a high drive to deep left field. Racing back is Alou. The second is gone. Tyrone Taylor stays hot. His seventh home run of the season, and the Brewers lead it 4-1.
Lane Grindle's call here on WTMJ, but then slowly the Nats would start picking away. But in the top of the fifth inning, with the Brewers still in front, how about Josh Donaldson, the new guy?
And the pitch. Donaldson, a base hit to center. Adames scores. Donaldson, first hit tonight. 18th run batted in for Josh on a solid base hit to center.
Bob Uecker's call there. But then in the sixth inning, things would be tough for Corbin Burnes. Three walks in the frame and a couple of hits. Nothing really hit all that hard. And all of a sudden, this was a one-run game after a bases-loaded walk. That made it 5-4. The Brewers' bullpen kept things together until the eighth inning when Yoel Piamps allowed a two-strike little stoink in the shallow left field to tie the game at 5. Then in the bottom of the eighth inning, with one out, the rally formed. Tyrone Taylor doubled down the line. An infield single for Sal Frelick, first and second, and one out. William Contreras then grounded out. It moved runners to second and third, but with two outs. Santana then worked an epic walk, seven pitches, even with a pitch timer violation against him. And finally, the stage was set. Mark Canha, bases loaded, and two outs.
Finnegan looks in to Canha. First offering to him. And a drive out to left. This is high, deep,
They could hear him in all the way down in Chicago. Heck, they could hear him in Arizona where the Cubs are playing right now. The Brewers get the victory 9-5. They will be at least five and a half games up on the division as the Cubs are playing right now. But the Brewers get the victory. They'll go for the sweep tomorrow, and it's career win number 699 for Craig Counsell.